Good morning, everybody, and I'd like to personally thank Hillis and Alan for sorting all this out and for all the other members that have been brought us this conference. Right, where do I start? I feel very privileged to be at this LCA meeting. We've been a political party for quite a time before evolving into the new LCA, of course, an activist group. I'd like to thank everybody that's worked to put this fantastic venue together, of course. I'm happy to be the first one to speak at the conference, even though there's not many here. Makes it a bit easier, actually, because I get nervous. Can you tell? As you know, the title of my speech is Revolution Without the R. I'm dyslexic, so I really thought about this one. Take the R away from the revolution and leaves us with evolution, of course. Evolution, to me, as I've looked the definition up on the internet, is a gradual process in which something changes into a different and usually more complex or better form. I like that explanation, don't you? Describes the converging cannabis trade into our society, I'd like to think as well. Plus, it adds to my waffle. I used to be involved with the British coffee shop culture, and my vape wishes, vaporizer wishes, would to be get back to that. And we need, you know, a well social scene in private club format. I've worked with a lot of the pioneers of the cannabis trade. I'm like to say, and I'm looking forward to working with more people as well. I used to say in one of my coffee shop waffles that we're the smiling revolution. We get eye and we ask for change. Just one more recreational product, a herb on the shelves we know will benefit mankind in so many ways. Quick ad here is read CC Guide and Jack Hera book. The Emperor wears no clothes, you can get it on the internet, both of those ones, all right? If you want to get some more information, what's going on. We want the cannabis trade like yesterday. If we were to legalise cannabis, then we'd have a fair recreational market where a drug without violent side effects, despite what we see in the papers, is on sale. No victim and no crime being one of our oldest mottos. My main help towards the LCA is as a moderator for the LCA forums and a spokesperson. Things I hope are on the up. This year we've been seeing soap bar usage go down, and to those of you who don't know what that is, it's adulterated hashish. However, the reports of more grit grass is at the beginning of the year was up, also that's going down. Grit grass is contaminated to add weight, as weight is an important variable during the transaction stage or the deal. We don't know the effects of Miss Grit Grass. This could make people seriously ill at worst, and at the best, not high. The contamination subject has been mentioned in the Commons and has had media coverage on the television, radio, and news. My personal advice is grow your own. Lots of growing advice on YouTube and other places, yes? This leads me into what we've been doing this year. Of course, I'd like to say we've done more, such as legalised cannabis. The sooner we become the LCA, and I can sit down and get high all the time, the better, yeah? On the LCA forums, we have ideas that come and go. Some make it to reality. Some get feasibility status. Some stay at pipe dream levels. Never make it to implementation stages. Often what we do on a forum is look for a collective way around these laws. We're all learning together, yet despite our inexperience at politics and activism, there is such good art from all of us. I feel we've done well, and still are doing well, and much has happened. And more people joining this year, numbers doubling. Come and join the debate on the forums is my wish, and we like lots of feedback. We're a big family of anti-prohibitionists out there, and with any family, we do have our little tiffs, but that's progression and development. There's been 4 MP expos, as we know, in as many years, that have gone really smooth. Except for the odd occasion, as we know, yeah. So things are changing. Quick aside waffle, I can't wait till some cannabis organisation, hint, does an hemp festival in this country for the best British bud competition. Now that would be civilised. Whoops, I must stop wrong dreaming again, yeah? Anyone interested in forming such an event, please contact me, yeah? Of course, hemp expos are not everybody's cup of tea. However, it encourages small hobbyists into safer produced herbal grows. I've seen UK sites getting larger in number and the trend worldwide. We have 160 million cannabis users globally, and the number of new sites certainly reflect this. There's about 300 million users in Europe. NCOD, cannabis social clubs, being the latest idea, are fighting European courts of human rights from all areas of Europe. And sorry to hear about Andre First, who's just been locked away for fighting for hemp. We have a representative, Joab, here to explain to us all later, I'm pleased to say. Neil Morgan, another ECHR campaigner, has been fighting with no criminality involved in his case. He's got an appeal going forward at the moment, and he's been busted again since his court case. I wish to wish him well for this. He's been campaigning on many levels, never giving in. We are watching and sending him and others that are fighting in this stupid drug war. We give our support in any way possible, often fiscally challenged. We obviously could do with some patronage like that. The only thing is to offer advice and a smile sometimes. We get a small budget of about 5k per year against the media smudge wagons talk to Frank, who gets 5 million to demonise cannabis, with a very ambiguous claims which could be accredited to the Andrew Anslinger School of Propaganda, to be serious. I've seen people like Dottie Baldwin, rest in peace, Chris Baldwin, Mark, Leslie Gibson, as demonstrated there, Marcus Davis, Colin Davis. I've also seen Pat Tabron, who we endearingly call Granny Pat, just lately, get ill fighting this campaign as well. And a long list of great campaigners that go ill to fight for this much needed change. People like Biz Ivel, who fought so hard, I believe personally, sent Biz to an early grave. How many more are going to give their lives? Please be careful, folks. Pace yourselves. We need members fit. One thing that gets me down is that I keep seeing infighting on some of the grow forums, some of it very personal, some of it healthy debate. Some not. However, that's one form of evolution. UK Cultivator, one of the sites I visit, amongst the many brilliant cannabis sites that are out there on the internet, they've recently put a poll on licences. Not a new idea, we all know that. And I asked if I could quote them. The last time I looked, 77% were happy to pay £50 to grow 4 plants, is a quick example. Licences could be a healthy way of packaging the canna trade to our government. It's important after all these years that we've been fighting for legal change, that we should get one and be pulling in the same direction at the same time. We need more people, so ask a friend to join is what I'd say. We need more events. So if you've got land available, as I've said once, let me know. On a more sombre note, I would say that prohibitionists take many guises. Many of them know how to spin us out in a really good way. As information is used in grey, black, white propaganda. Do people get paid to stop us? Oh yes. So don't take it personal, folks, my adage. However, because we've got the facts on our side and public opinion know that, reefer madness is often rearing its ugly head in the name of cannabis psychosis. Ineffective, as it's being laughed at the youth who see the real dangerous drugs on the streets. Watch Booze Britain, Crime UK to give you an idea of the real problematic drug use. Yet, with the press of lately screaming Ariane Slinger's reefer madness, renamed cannabis psychosis, as I said, making themselves look a bad joke to all age groups. Nicotine being our main killer is being attacked via education and location of use, but still youngsters are being addicted. I don't ask for these substances like alcohol or nicotine to be prohibited. Our youth should be educated to the facts. And even caffeine, even more dangerous than cannabis, my favourite angst. Incorporated in children's food, soft drinks, creating addiction to children. So let's wake up and smell the coffee, yeah? We at the LCA are here, as far as I know, as long as it takes to do the job. Evolution, I'm getting to the end now, so don't panic. Evolution is about growing, and ideas are about growing. So stop prohibition, stop procrastination, stop propaganda, and let's start evolving. Have grow licences, coffee shops, cannabis social clubs, and give our money to the government via the cannabis trade. about time they took it. We're doing nothing wrong is one of my favourite lines out of one of our songs, and I'll leave you with that thought. Thank you for listening to me, and I ask you to enjoy Mick Sparham, who's on next year, guest speaker, who recently was on a news programme saying his piece, which was really good. So please put your hands together and give Mick a warm welcome, please.